The cultural practice of sanitation for the control of naval orangeworm has always been voluntary. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Removing those mummy nuts that are left in the tree after harvest is important, known as sanitation, because those nuts do harbor naval orangeworm larvae, which could set up the following season as a tough NOW control year. Could it become mandatory eventually? Joel Siegel is a USDA ARS entomologist based in Kearney, which is southeast of Fresno.
There hasn't been mandatory sanitation yet, but people should be prepared that sanitation is going to be, it's going to be on everyone's mind. And wouldn't it be a good idea to be picking up your game now so that you're not surprised down the line?
There's a big effort to release sterile moths in a major mating disruption strategy, similar to what they did with the pink bollworm. And that sterile moth technology is being funded by the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, part of USDA, known as APHIS. And APHIS could, in fact, mandate mandatory sanitation.
So to me, logically, APHIS can say, if you want our cooperation, and we're putting the reputation of our agency on the line on this project, if we're doing that, we want things done to a certain standard.
Siegel said no one is saying that mandatory sanitation is going to happen.
However, it would be a shock if that conversation doesn't happen.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.